Witnessing the final stages of the countdown in an attempt to place a new satellite into orbit around the Earth. The time is 0 minus 26 minutes.
That's right, 26 minutes.
Hey, up there, 26 minutes to eat and run.
Attention, please. All personnel on the launch pad will please clear the test area.
And all personnel in the living room will please get dressed for breakfast. We're late.
Please, Bob.
26 minutes, he said, and you gotta be out of the house. Come on.
Well, at least leave it on so I can hear it.
Oh, well, as long as you keep moving. Come on, now, we're having oatmeal. Instant oatmeal, so it won't keep you waiting. Now, get upstairs and do what
I say. It's only a few minutes.
Be lively, get up there. Anybody alive, topsides?
Yeah, we're conscious.
The boot has been sewed up completely around the booster. The service tower is in the process of being moved to the transfer table.
Move it over this way, Jackson. Which way? To the right.
Hey, wake up!
The time is 0 minus 24 minutes.
24 minutes, and I still haven't done my English thing yet.
I still haven't found anything interesting to talk about in school.
It has to be about a dramatic incident. Nothing dramatic ever happens to me.
Timing is the key to the proper organization of the vast complex of components in any guidance system.
Snap it up, fellas. You're all riding with me this morning.
These men have trained for years to operate as a team. For in no other area of endeavor is teamwork so essential.
Shay,
where's the trash?
Not only must each man carry out his own task, but he must perform it in relation to the entire complex. Only in this way can miscalculations be spotted early enough to prevent disaster.
Ow! My toe!
0 minus 23 minutes. This room is the nerve center. Final adjustments are made. Here, the requirements of space and time are precise.
Chip, if you brush your teeth in the bathtub, maybe I can shave.
Testing. 1, 2,
Mike, let him in.
3, 4. door.
The rocket is in Bat 13, one of the three launch complexes. All rocket systems have been checked out and the engines have been test fired.
Strip the beds. This is Monday.
We'll be ready for loop test at minus 18.
Strip the beds. Did you hear me?
Roger. Service tower secured. Crew going in by way of truck. Roger. We'd like to confirm our regulator before going past this point. Roger.
How about the sheets? This is Monday.
Roger. Sheets are for the wash.
I'll collect them. Every day, the same old routine. Nothing dramatic to write about.
Hey, cut it out.
Watch where you're stupid.
What's stupid?
Modern technology compels men to operate in harmony in situations where space and time are limited. Thousands of components, assemblies, and subsystems become a single unit at the moment of blastoff.
Yeah.
Ready, sir.
Zero minus 21. The payload is in position, ready for launching into a carefully pre-calculated orbit.
Sheets, please.
Test conductor to range safety. Go ahead. We have satisfactorily completed the range safety test.
Sheets, please.
Haven't even started to dress. Come on, Robbie, you're lagging.
Okay, out for now.
The rocket stands ready, a thing compounded out of the gadgetry of the ballistic age. A giant whose vital organs have been given a thorough physical. Yet for all, it is still only a machine. A machine not fully predictable until every one of its mechanical patterns of behavior are well understood and proven reliable. Zero, minus 20.
Frank, how's this local shower now?
Report from weather says they don't expect much lightning in the area. High winds aloft.
Let's have the wash up there.
Roger, go ahead. The rainstorm's moving south. We expect it to be over in about 5 or 10 minutes.
If you hit the basket, I'll give you 2 points.
Then on further check, reporting that barometric readings show pressure slowly rising along the entire range. Roger, stand by.
Come on, shake a leg, fellas. We got an office conference at 9 o'clock. Straight up, Chip. Mike, don't forget your wastebasket.
The time is zero minus 18 minutes.
Robbie, don't you have band practice today? Where's your horn?
Oh, yeah, I'm playing a solo this afternoon.
Chip, you comb your hair?
Yeah.
Well, you sure need a haircut.
And the second hand sweeps on as hundreds of men, their nerves taut after months of painstaking work, weary from lack of sleep, their senses keyed to fever pitch, prepare for their rendezvous with destiny. Minus 17 minutes, 30 seconds. 29.
Come on,
28.
Jim. Breakfast, Bobby.
27. 26.
Rock of March. Pierce it to the root. Bathe it every vein.
And bathed every vein in Swiss liqueur, of which virtue engendered is the food.
You know Chaucer?
Well, how could I help it? That's all I've been listening to for a week.
I've got to have 18 lines memorized by 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And who talks like Chaucer anymore? The Drocht and Marcia and Swish Liqueur.
This parabolic tracking antenna is equipped with a solid-state maser, a synthetic ruby component chilled in liquid helium and capable of microwave amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
Well, at least Chaucer spoke English. We better eat now. You can burn that trash later.
Zero minus 16 minutes, and the clock moves on. Fueling operations continue as liquid oxygen is pumped into the fuel storage components of the rocket engines.
One Zephyrus ache with his sweat break, inspired half in every halt and ache.
Zero, minus 15.
That reminds me, I'm going to flunk English today.
And I haven't got anything interesting to take to school.
Why are you going to flunk English?
I'm supposed to write a theme about the most dramatic incident of my life. And nothing dramatic ever happened to me.
And I'm supposed to bring something interesting to school so the teacher can talk about it.
Why is it when you have a whole weekend to do your homework, you put it off till Monday morning? If I did that, I wouldn't have any drawings to show at the conference this morning. I worked on it all day yesterday.
Well, I worked, too. That's why my wastebasket's so full.
Well, maybe you're too easily discouraged. I'll bet you threw some of your best efforts in the wastebasket.
All tracking stations of the Atlantic Net are on the alert. Their clocks coordinated to compensate for the fraction of a second it takes each timing system to travel through the telephone cable to this giant computer which files the thousands of items of information. Such filing systems as these have all but eliminated the possibility of human error.
Clocks control and process attacking.
But nothing dramatic ever happens to me.
And I can't find anything interesting to take to school.
How'd it be if you just took yourself to school?
Clocks tanking now completed.
What do you mean interesting?
You know, something the teacher can talk about.
Oh. Well, why don't you take the Indian arrowheads? Mike used them for something interesting when he was in the third grade, and then Robbie used them, and now you can use them, if I can find them.
What's interesting about an arrowhead?
The arrowhead is the ancestor of all missiles mechanically propelled.
0-13. All stations ready for counting.
Jeepers, the rocket!
Arrowheads won't help my English theme any. Well, I've got the first 10 lines down cold.
Hey, Chip, come back and finish your breakfast now.
Jim, you leave my trumpet alone! I told you I'd bark you when I hear it, just my...
Well, what'd you do with it?
Custom Banner Alpha, this Custom 9.
Out for now.
Well, where's my trumpet?
Would you please repeat that, George? I didn't quite read you.
What you doing, my trumpet?
Task conductor from coordinator. Go ahead, coordinator. What's the latest report?
It isn't here.
You have 100% optics.
Where is it?
How should I know? You were playing it in the bedroom.
Everything checks out okay on this level. There may be some turbulence up above.
Oh, yeah. I was playing Reveille.
You are correct. I believe we had this once before, didn't we?
Come on, Chip, Robbie, fish.
Shall I throw the oatmeal out or fry it for dinner?
I don't know what's wrong with everybody this morning.
Well, daylight saving ended yesterday, and we moved the clock ahead an hour, don't you remember?
Oh, that's right. We all lost an hour's sleep. Maybe that's it. We have to leave the house at 8:30.
The launching carrier will please be evacuated at once.
0-10.
Oh, Chip, I'll get those Indian arrowheads for you. And go back and finish your breakfast, will you? Mike, don't forget to burn that trash. We're leaving here in 10 minutes.
Okay, we now have a clear launch pad.
Only one big question mark remains. Will the months of precision planning result in a successful takeoff? In only minutes now, we shall have the answer.
Robbie, do you know where those Indian arrowheads are? Remember you had them when you were in the third grade?
How can I think about arrowheads? I can't even find my trumpet. I'm supposed to play a solo this afternoon.
How can you lose a trumpet? You just played Reveille on it, didn't you? It must be in here someplace if you looked.
Yeah, everywhere.
Did you look under the bed?
Well, of course. Just got finished looking there.
Well, wait a minute. Now, this is silly. Where were you when you last had it?
Well, I was right here.
All right, and where was the trumpet?
I guess it was laying on the table.
Suppose this is the trumpet. Now, what happened?
Well, I picked it up, and I started playing Reveille like this.
Robbie, you don't have to play the whole thing. What happened next?
I'm not sure. I guess I went back to sleep again.
How do you mean?
Like this.
Pre-flight calculations, allowing for the forces of speed and gravity, predict the missile's course within a matter of inches.
Take it easy. My drawing has to get to the office in one piece.
The trumpet sure couldn't have gotten in that basket.
No, but something else did.
0-9.
The arrowheads. In an India basket. Where else? You see how logic pays off, Robbie? Now, here, try again for your trumpet.
The entries in America's race for space supremacy are at their stations in a concrete mass called the blockhouse. These final moments are the culmination of hundreds of rehearsals.
Garages.
Excellent folk. Go on pilgrimages. Pilgrimages. I'm not sure.
Robbie, you don't have to play it all the way through every time. You're going to get my drawing wet. Now, begin at the end, will you?
Wander April.
The drop of March has persed to the rooftop.
Only by repeated trials can success be assured.
Obviously, you dropped it right there.
Well, it isn't there now.
No. Well, I'm not going to ruin my drawing by using it for a trumpet anymore.
No device has yet been invented to rule out the unforeseen accident.
Rock of March!
I'll funk English and miss band practice. I might as well stay home now.
My drawing? It's gone.
The path in every halt and pace.
How could it be gone?
Well, maybe it's in your room.
Yeah.
He's second he matchy to brother he trashy.
Oh, you must be past line 18. I don't recall that one.
I mean, I need a match.
Oh, I don't know whether they had matches in Chaucer's time or not. Here, try these.
Tension mounts as the test conductor estimates the overall situation and takes his station at the firing button.
Where were you when you last saw the drawing?
Standing right here. The drawing was on the table. I'll admit I wasn't too wide awake when I did it, but I'm sure I rolled it up and I put it in the tube.
How? Show me.
Like this. Rolled it up.
Juan Zafiris with his sweat to break.
Then I reached over here, I got a tube, and I put the drawing in it just like that.
All stations now on end countdown status. Stand by.
Hey, it worked. Here it is.
Good.
My trumpet.
Your trumpet worked my trumpet.
Them Nashor and her courageous.
It just couldn't have walked away by itself.
0-5.
Wait a minute. The wastebasket was right there. It must be in the wastebasket. Mike!
Roger.
Don't burn it!
Clear the deck.
Mike! Don't burn it!
Roger. Now turning heater systems on to full. I've got to get back.
0-3.
Beacon. Go.
G-nose
cone. Go. G-guidance NIP. Go. AFMTC telemeter. Go. Missile and internal. Affirmative. Range ready. Go.
You know, his work almost gone up in smoke. Come on.
-145. Engine test. Vessel AC and DC.
Hello, Mr. Dan. How's it going?
Aren't you going to finish your breakfast?
I haven't got time. Come on, everybody. We're going right now.
-60 seconds.
Come on, Chip. We have to leave now.
Wait, Dad. I want to see this.
I'm sorry, Chip. Come on. Get your jacket on.
Please, they're just about to show the camera.
Here, get your jacket on.
It's going to fire.
Okay,
0-50 seconds.
Removing arming safety pin. Arm switch to arm.
All right, all set, everybody.
Let's go.
Oh, I gotta get my
arrow. Oh, no, you stay here, Chip. I don't want to lose you. What did I do with those arrowheads, Rob?
Probably in my room, Dad.
Oh, get them, will you, please?
Pull this, will you?
No.
Well, hurry it up.
0-40 seconds.
Range ready, switch on.
-30.
Starting bomb removal. Pressure. Satisfactory. Water system, satisfactory.
-20.
Nose cone. All pre-start panel lights are green. Missile preparation complete. All recorders to fast. Start lights. Start countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Easy, baby, go.
time, the months of work ended in failure. The rocket went off course and had to be destroyed by remote control.
What's the matter now?
Bob, when daylight savings ended last night, what did you say you did?
I set the clock in the kitchen ahead an hour.
And I set my wristwatch and my alarm clock by the kitchen clock.
So?
Well, Bob, I'm sure we're not the only ones that made this mistake, but when daylight savings ended, I think we should have set the clocks back an hour.
Back? How can you save any time that way?
Jeepers, you mean the car radio was right?
I'm afraid so, Chip. The time is now exactly 6:38 in the morning. Good night.
No wonder I'm tired. Wake me up at 8:30. 2 whole hours.
This is worse than going duck hunting.
The film you have just seen was of an actual attempt to put a satellite into orbit in June 1957.
1957? I thought it was right now.
The film has been released by the Air Force to acquaint the public with the vast difficulties that have had to be overcome in expediting the space program. But in scientific work, what is called failure is often the greatest success. Instead, the unsuccessful tests should be called rehearsals. Rehearsals which lead to the final perfect performance. Yes, man is dreaming of the day when his knowledge will take him far beyond the dimensions of Earth.
The most dramatic incident in my life. The Monday morning countdown.
Niner.
Sometimes.
Eight.
When everything.
Seven.
Seems.
Six.
To be going wrong.
Five.
It's really.
Four.
Going right.
Three.
For example.
Two.
I was about.
One.
To fail. English. Until we all made a mistake.
Looks good.
And the mistake gave me the opportunity.
Still on track.
To write this theme and something dramatic to write about.
Keep going, baby.
One morning, at the end of daylight saving time.
Are you still tracking? Yes, sir. Things looking real fine.
I woke up and started playing Reveille.
God,